wants to be their leader. Lisa Brady, Fox News. New York Congressman Akeem Jeffries, currently the number four Democrat in the House, is now running for minority leader, the party's top spot in the new Congress when Republicans will be in the majority.
This week, Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she would not seek a leadership role moving forward, and current House leader Steny Hoyer threw his support behind Jeffries. House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn said he looked forward to Jeffries, Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, and California Congressman Pete Aguilar taking over as House Democratic leaders. Jeffries wrote in his letter that his priorities would be empowering every member, membership security, especially after Speaker Pelosi's husband was attacked, and reclaiming the majority.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, Jeffries asking for support in a letter to colleagues today. Reassuring news from Pfizer about updated COVID booster shots. Preliminary data shows they may offer some protection against newly emerging Omicron strains, even though it's not an exact match. A study from Pfizer, Moderna, and researchers in Texas finds adults 55 and older had a nearly nine-fold jump in antibodies against a worrisome Omicron subtype a month after receiving the updated booster. 22 Republican state attorneys general demanding the Biden administration end its COVID vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, filing a petition with federal health officials.
According to the nearly 40-page document obtained by Fox News, the Republicans argue that compelled vaccination will not meaningfully limit COVID transmission and that the mandate caused staffing issues for the healthcare industry already facing staffing shortages. Montana's attorney general argues the mandate had an impact in his home state, where 10 skilled nursing homes closed this year due to worker shortages. The federal mandate from Health and Human Services and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid has been in effect since November of last year.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nearly 3 feet of snow already in parts of western New York as an early lake effect storm also hitting northern parts of the state closes schools and hampers travel. Many flights canceled in and out of Buffalo Niagara Airport.
Our flight said that we were able to still make it out. So we got on the plane. Snow started falling. Went through one de-icing. Failed that one, had to de-ice it again.
By the time his flight was canceled, they'd been on the plane for about 3 hours. That storm expected to last into Sunday as the Buffalo Bills home game against the Browns was moved to Detroit. The hiring of a new NFL coach, now under review.
The Fritz Pollard Alliance Thursday announcing it has initiated an inquiry with the NFL into whether the Indianapolis Colts hiring of interim head coach Jeff Saturday is in line with league requirements. The FPA, whose mission is to champion diversity in the NFL, is looking into whether the Colts process violated the Rooney Rule, which requires teams to interview at least two minority candidates for head coaching positions. Saturday, a former star for the Colts, replaced the fired Frank Reich to much surprise, as he had no prior pro or college coaching experience. He led Indy to a win over the Las Vegas Raiders in his first game last Sunday.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Two native Hawaiian men convicted of a hate crime for beating a white man who was fixing up a house he bought in a remote Maui neighborhood.
The Hawaiian word haole, which can mean white person or foreign, was central to the case. Christopher Kunzelman said he took pistols with him after his contractor was assaulted, and his realtor told him the close-knit native Hawaiians had a problem with white people. Kunzelman was left with a concussion, two broken ribs, abdominal trauma. The two Hawaiians didn't deny the assault. They were upset because he cut locks to village gates. He claimed the villagers kept locking him out. Their lawyer said it wasn't race that sparked the attack. It was Kunzelman's entitled and disrespectful attitude. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow's up 160. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.